Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kicked off after the Iowa caucuses, so I guess we better just get this party started. And I'm not talking about the primaries. I'm not talking about the primaries. I'm talking about an article we see earlier today that Chinese scientists affiliated with the military have engineered a lethal mutant coronavirus strain. Yep, I guess it may be just in time for the election year. I don't know, folks. Can it get any weirder? It might be able to get just a little bit weirder, one might think. But welcome to the program anyway, folks. Kyle Warren with you. And here we are. It is the Wednesday edition of the show. I hope everybody's well out there. And good morning to everybody as we join you bright and early on this wonderful Wednesday morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call, of course, if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And you can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. All right. Well, folks, by the way, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer. They're in Tampa, Florida. That's our flagship station. Welcome to everybody on AM 930. And, of course, welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network as well, including 710 KNUS in Colorado and in Denver. And then also everybody listening on KDON 101.9 in Las Vegas, Nevada, the talk of Las Vegas. And we'll have more to mention, of course, as we go along. But I'll tell you what, folks, it is the kickoff of the election year. And yes, we have this alarming thing about a new COVID strain. So it just, as I said, it just kind of gets weirder and weirder, doesn't it? But you know what, and we'll tell you about this COVID thing as well. But you know what also gets really, really weird is you've got Karine Jean-Pierre and John Kirby over at the White House press briefing. And they were asked about President Biden's reaction to Donald Trump's win in the Iowa caucuses. He was a very, very decisive win, by the way, which I think actually does upend the primary process, at least at this point. Perhaps because, again, we're in uncharted waters. We have been for a long time now with the advent of Donald Trump to begin with back in 2016. But the uncharted waters we're in now are even, well, can we say this, even more uncharted to a great degree. And But the reaction from President Biden through Karine Jean-Pierre is really something that that you got to hear. So now, by the way, this is an audio recording of them. I think they might have, I don't think they did it at the press briefing room, but this is what has been released. So you'll hear her talking about the fact that President Biden had talked with Al Sharpton on his program, evidently, and the two had a great conversation, according to her. But then it goes from there. So let's listen in.
And so the president, you know, appreciated that conversation, had a really, I think, thoughtful conversation about what he's thinking moving forward. Obviously, I can't get into specifics on that, but I would certainly, refer folks to what the president laid out as it relates to why he's running and why he's decided to run and how he views this next several months. So not going to get into that. You could hear it for yourself in his own words. But look, I'll say this, and I kind of said this before, right, which is what the president's going to stand against. He's going to stand against dangerous personal revenge schemes, right? The president's going to...
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. He's going to stand against dangerous personal revenge schemes. I'm previewing this earlier, and I literally started laughing out loud. I really did. Because she kind of goes from thing to thing here. But personal revenge, it's a dangerous personal revenge scheme. I wonder what it means to actually try to go after an opponent with everything you got legally and or try to get them kicked off the ballot. Does that sound like a dangerous personal revenge scheme to you? Okay, next thing.
Stand against conspiracy theories, right?
Okay, stop right there. Yes, you heard that right. Stand against conspiracy theories. What about Russia, Russia, Russia? What about that? Correct me if I'm wrong, everybody, but was that a conspiracy theory? Didn't it turn out to be a conspiracy theory? How many of you have heard any other kind of official retraction other than what maybe came from the Mueller report? But has anybody else stood around and said, yeah, that Russia, Russia, Russia thing, we were completely wrong about that. But we thought it would fly, and we thought it would be okay, and we thought that we could just say that. And if everybody said it, and if Adam Schiff went out and said things like, we just look in the public domain, it's all around us, we know that Donald Trump is basically an agent of Putin, because Putin will decide. It's 2016, and Putin will decide who is going to be president of the United States. So my question is, if he decided in 2016, did he decide in 2020? Will he decide in 2024? Nope. You know why? Because they're dropping that thing. Okay, let's continue.
The president is going to continue to fight for the freedoms of Americans across this country.
Okay, stop right there. He's going to continue to fight for the freedoms of the people across this country. He's in other words, folks, your freedom, unless you vote Biden, unless you completely support Joe Biden, unless you are absolutely 100% pro-Biden and pro-Democrat Party elite, you are not just in danger of losing your freedoms, but you might be an accomplice to all that. Now, I know I'm being a little sarcastic this morning. I'm being a little facetious. But I do think that there's a good reason to be. Because a lot of times, you know, they really are trying to scare us with this. They really are trying to scare us with, you know, Donald Trump. This is a revenge scheme. They're conspiracy theories. And by the way, also, of course, they're all trying to take away your freedoms. You know, this is, I don't know, sometimes I think maybe a little Shakespeare applies here. Methinks thou dost protest too much. Yep. They really think that we just eat this stuff up and go, uh-oh. Well, at least these people should know. They know exactly what they're doing, right? Because they're the adults in the room. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We start off with two words. Made in America.
You're listening to the House.
All right, it's great to hear this morning from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, great state of Oregon, up there on the in the Pacific Northwest. Says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. Heavy rain on the Pacific Northwest coast, 51 and light wind. Lots of snow in the hills and up and down the I-5. Keep warm down there, Semper Fi, Richard. Well, yes, thank you so much, Semper Fi. Richard, we appreciate that so very much. And, well, you know, I think we probably have approximately the same temperature, about maybe about 51 degrees or so, but we don't get the snow and all that stuff. So I hope that you can batten down the hatches or just keep warm as well. We sure appreciate the message, and we'll be talking more about the snow and all the stuff and all the weather, of course, as we come up to the Trucker Report, the Trucker Traveler Report. In the segment number 4, I should say. And we've got a couple of great songs this morning as well, folks. We really do. And we always try to come up with a couple of great ones. Keep everybody going. Keep everybody's blood pumping. Keep everybody moving throughout the morning across America in the overnights. That's our job. That's what we do. And I'll tell you this much. It's the best job in the world as far as I'm concerned. And I have you to thank for that. And I always want to make sure that I express that. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Iowa caucuses here and some of that coverage here in just a moment. But this caught my eye because, of course, when we take a look across America in the overnights, sometimes there's a population shift. Sometimes there's a population shift. This from MoneyWise, one of the biggest mass migrations in American history. This is how things are being described by an economist who says 5 million people have fled blue states in the last decade and wishes these places would stop avoiding reality. A lot has been reported about the celebrities like Joe Rogan moving out of California and in recent years, of course. However, economist Stephen Moore says there's a much broader trend here. During a recent interview with Fox Business, Moore claimed that over the last 10 years, about 5 million people have left the so-called blue states, Illinois, New York, California, and New Jersey. He says, meanwhile, the so-called red states have seen an influx. And, of course, we know this generally, you know, to be true. We've seen this, basically. But he has some specifics about this. He says, if you look at, for example, the states that gained the most population over the last 10 years, you're talking about, obviously, Florida, Texas, South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, those states. The Southeast now has a larger GDP, total combined economic output, than the Northwest, Moore pointed out. So that's the first time ever that's happened in American history. He's also possibly referring to a Bloomberg story which sparked debate on X, formerly known as Twitter. The trend is clear in recent numbers. According to a recent report from the Census Bureau, the population in the South grew by over 1.4 million residents in 2023, with 706,266 people added via net domestic migration alone. Meanwhile, the Northeast's population declined by 43,330, and one of those people right now, right, is Sean Hannity, right? Sean Hannity has now gone to Florida. He said he was out. He was out of New York. That was that. And so we wish him the very best, of course, down there with our friends in Florida. And it says, of course, the reason behind this domestic migration pattern isn't known for sure, but Moore theorized that two factors are driving it. Well, number one, you get a guess at this one. Taxes, right? The first factor, according to the policy analyst, is taxes. He believes the financial appeal of lower tax burdens plays a significant role in people's decisions of where to live and work. Well, sure. How about real estate prices, I might add in, is there? How about the ability to, you know, because some people, they may live in a state like California, New York, or so forth, and they may sell their home, and they may, you know, quote-unquote, cash out, and they may be able to go to a different part of the country where housing costs aren't quite as much comparatively, and they may be able to, you know, buy their dream property or do something, you know, change their life in some way that they've always wanted to do. So that affords them that opportunity. He says, you can move to Florida and Texas and pay zero. This is a no-brainer, Moore explained. I wish these blue states would get their act together and stop avoiding reality, which is taxes do matter, and they matter a lot. And sure, and what do we see happening, especially like in San Francisco area and so forth, where the whole thing is just deteriorating, the tax base leaves. We had a story last night where the San Francisco Hilton basically went into foreclosure, you know, essentially handed over the keys. They defaulted. That's that. They don't even want this anymore. And that can only happen when your whole area is just really going down the tubes. And can you imagine what that means for the tax revenue? I mean, the other thing is pro-business atmosphere. Moore said the departure from blue states involves not just people, but also a migration of business activity and capital investment. He specifically mentioned right-to-work laws, which govern the relationship between labor unions and workers. These laws stipulate that employees cannot be compelled to join a union or pay union dues as a condition of their employment. Essentially, they provide workers with a choice of whether or not to join a financially support a union. This contrasts with the union security agreements in other states where employees in unionized workplaces might be required to join the union or pay union dues to cover collective bargaining costs. But it's very interesting. Very, very interesting. So he goes on to say, he says that the blue states continue to, quote, soak the rich, and they're going to lead more people to leave, and, quote, they're taking their jobs with them. Well, that's right. And we had a story yesterday, too. We just kind of looked at the headline, but Apple has taken about 121 people from a division in San Diego, an AI division, and they're telling them, we're going to move to Texas. You're moving to Texas. And if you don't want to move to Texas, well, then you don't have to have a job with Apple for this. So this is all because, again, it becomes a better deal. It becomes a better thing. And so, yes, I wish California would wise up. I don't think it's going to do that anytime soon. But I agree with Moore. These states have to get their act together if they want to, if they really want to survive in that regard. But, you know, don't hold your breath, folks, because, of course, they have this whole thing about, no, we're doing the right thing, and we'll just raise taxes. And by the way, we'll just get the rich to pay more taxes, because, you know, the rich aren't paying their fair share. You know, it's that kind of stuff. It just goes on and on, and it never ends, right? We'll talk about never ending. We got Rachel Maddow. We had a quote from her yesterday as well, but this is a different quote. Rachel Maddow over at MSNBC wanted to explain to everyone why they're not carrying President Trump's victory speech in Iowa. Let's listen in.
I'm sorry, I just have to do a little bit of business just for a second. At this point in the evening, the projected winner of the Iowa caucuses has just started giving his victory speech. We will keep an eye on that as it happens. We will let you know if there's any news made in that speech, if there's anything noteworthy, something substantive and important. The reason I'm saying this is, of course, there is a reason that we and other news organizations have generally stopped giving an unfiltered live platform to remarks by former President Trump. It is not out of spite. It is not a decision that we relish. It is a decision that we regularly revisit. And honestly, earnestly, it is not an easy decision. But there is a cost to us as a news organization of knowingly broadcasting untrue things. That is a fundamental truth of our business and who we are. And so his remarks tonight will not air here live. We will monitor them and let you know about any news.
We are going to filter that for you. you know, really, I mean, you just can't even make your own decisions about the things that you hear, right? And I got to thinking as well, I mean, does this constitute an in-kind contribution to others, to Joe Biden or the Democrats in general? You know, we can't, you know, kick Trump off the ballot, but we can sure deplatform him here on this channel, you know, under the guise of we don't want to broadcast untrue things. Are they cutting every single politician off? I mean, are they cutting Joe Biden off? What about when Joe Biden said, I don't know anything. I've never known anything about my son's business dealings. I don't know. I've never talked to him. I think they broadcast that. Have they broadcast other stuff that Joe Biden has talked about? Did they talk, you know? And so, in other words, what I'm getting at is they are just absolutely out in the open about the idea that, well, their whole platform for them now is that Trump is some type of subversive, and they would be adding to that. You know, this has nothing to do with trying not to broadcast untrue things. It's only about we're on board with the message. We're on board with the strategy. We're on board with this. Well, folks, speaking of being on board, we're going to be back on board with the next segment after these short, brief messages. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
U.S. USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Donald Trump had no problem winning the Iowa Republican caucuses Monday night, more than doubling the 24% support he received in 2016. Caucus goers ventured out in sub-zero temperatures and blowing snow to deliver the victory for the former president. His win? The largest for a contested presidential caucus in Iowa in decades. Raymond Arroyo of Fox News said that he talked to several Iowans who told him this.
Most of them told me, though, they are voting for the Trump record.
Yeah.
What he gave them before that they want back again.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis edged out former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley for second place. State roads managers reminding drivers it's best to stay cautious as this week's nationwide Arctic blast will lead to more slick roads in many places Wednesday.
There is a chance of some slight refreezing, so we're going to be cognizant of that as well.
Charlie Gishler is with the Maryland State Highway Administration. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
You're listening to Chicago One.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Wednesday edition of the broadcast. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. 949-822-7959. And also, of course, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, you can also find me on Facebook there. You can also find us on X, formerly known as Twitter, of course, and we make it easy for you there. And once again, folks, there's so much to talk about. I don't even know where to begin with all the different stuff. We've got more on the Houthis. We've got a Houthi problem. There's no doubt about that. And the Houthi problem just won't go away. No matter what we do. I don't know. Maybe this time next week we'll be talking about the 20th strike on the Houthis. But we shall see. I hope it doesn't really come to that. But here, real quick, just another quick audio clip here. This is Joe Biden. And he's saying that he's looking forward to running against Donald Trump. Why is he looking forward to running against Donald Trump? Well, let's hear what he has to say.
You know, it's kind of funny. All these Republican candidates in the primary trying to beat Donald Trump. I'm still the only person to ever beat Donald Trump. and I'm looking forward to it again for the good of this country.
So the good of the country. That's the, and see, again, this is now the strategy. And I don't want to try to drive this too much, but for the good of the country, he's running. You know, otherwise he would probably go do something else, right? Only because the very fact that the country now needs to be saved. It needs to be saved, and so they're not running to have different policies. They're not running to do this to your taxes or this to profits or this to whatever it is. There's one singular thing, and so no matter what else we do to you, it won't be Donald Trump, right? And so you need to be able to say to yourself, okay, we'll be happy with that. We'll accept that. We will be content with that. We won't complain when inflation skyrockets. We won't complain when the world catches on fire. We won't complain when Taiwan is taken over by China. We won't complain when all this spills over into our country, things we're seeing happening around the world in terms of the Israel-Hamas war. Everything will be fine. We won't complain a little bit because it won't be Donald Trump. You will have saved us from Donald Trump because when Donald Trump was in office, wait a minute. Do we have these wars going on when Donald Trump is in office? Do we have that? It seems like we had a lot of energy, not just emotionally. Hey, we got a lot of energy. We're going places. No, but we had a lot of energy that would actually fuel our commerce, fuel our future, fuel our nation. We had a lot of energy. We had prosperity. A lot of people were doing very, very well during the Trump years. So now, wait a minute. Now, what are they saving us from again? Oh, that's right. The authoritarian regime. And by the way, over on MSNBC, again, they were talking about the white Christian evangelicals. Evidently, there are a lot of them, according to MSNBC, in Iowa. And evidently, this is also a major cause for concern. Now, by the way, I guess it's okay to point out people's race or religion as long as it's white or Christian. I'm just throwing that out there. And because number one, they know that they can kind of get away with it, and they make it sound ominous. Oh, my gosh, really? The what? The who? They're going to do what? Oh, man, well, we better start breaking into different groups now. We better get into some us versus them mentalities. And they also want us to believe that somehow by supporting Donald Trump that there's an authoritarian wave sweeping across the country that wants to set up, I guess, a Hitler-esque sort of thing. But we actually had a caller last night as well that pointed out, quite rightly so, that, the public servants and the military, they swear faith to the Constitution. They swear an oath to uphold the Constitution. Now, there is a very, albeit subtle but important distinction. Back in the days of Nazi Germany, you had people swearing faith to who? To the, German blah, 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 to the, founding doc. No, nothing like that. They'd swear faith to Adolf Hitler. And so, and you want to talk about cult of personality and things like that. Well, that's all meaningful, and that all applies in that part of history, right? But I've always thought it's kind of a very weak sort of way to try to project that period of history and bring it into our modern day political back and forth, because it's so extreme and it's so nondescriptive that it just shows that, you got nothing else. You have nothing else to really go by. So somebody must have gotten together. They all sat around a table and probably had some coffee brought in or whatever, maybe some Starbucks. And they came up with this plan, and the plan is that by supporting Donald Trump, or in so many ways Republicans, and if you're not supporting Joe Biden, then you're part of the problem, and you're trying to have an authoritarian regime take over the country. nothing could be further from the truth on that. But, you know, because our Constitution isn't an authoritarian regime, is it? But again, in any political persuasion, you may find people that are incredibly extreme and believe that their sole interpretation of something is the key interpretation. Now, and typically we identify those as being fringe, incredibly fringe. But to John and Jane Q. Public, who live across the highways and byways of the country, who get up and go to work every day and raise their families and pay their taxes and try to make ends meet and make a kitchen table budget and try to stick to it because they have to, because they want to keep their home and they want to raise their family, et cetera, they're also looking to the very founding and fundamental structures of our republic, namely the Constitution, in order to make sure that things are evened out, that there is justice for all, that there is this very important, again, foundational structure to how our American society, our American republic functions. But nowadays, if you are looking to make sure that the Constitution, as written, as interpreted throughout these over now 200 years, that if you're looking to that, to say, no, we need to be consistent, well, then you're some kind of an extremist, according to the far left or the Democrat Party elite or the media people, because, again, it's not Donald Trump who's saying we're going, or people that support Donald Trump and the vast majority of, again, John and Jane Q. Public across the highways and byways. They're not the ones that are saying establish a dictatorship, establish a king, a sovereign, a ruler. But because, again, that goes fundamentally against what the Constitution is all about. They created the American Revolution occurred because there was a ruler, there was a sovereign, and the Constitution was brought about such that you could not have a ruler or a sovereign, but that there were checks and balances built in to our system so that you can't go crazy with power, so that you can't simply line it up the way you want to and take over. That's not the way it was designed to do. That's not the way that the majority of Americans, decent Americans from all walks of life, no matter what color your skin is and all these things, but people who understand and revere the Constitution understand that it's sometimes somebody else. When they start throwing at you that, well, no, you're trying to create an authoritarian regime, watch out. Because there are factions of people who would love to be able to dictate to you every single thing about your life. And isn't it interesting that Rachel Maddow says, well, on MSNBC, we're not going to broadcast this projected winner of the Iowa caucuses because, you know, we're keeping you safe. Last time I checked, people are supposed to make up their own minds. So that's a really good indication of just how malleable and ignorant they really think that you are. Well, here on this show, we don't think that. In fact, we know better. So we can actually talk about all kinds of different things. We don't have to keep stuff from you. All right, folks, we're coming right back. Stay right there, Kyle Warren with you, as we are rocketing through this Wednesday edition.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
And we continue rocketing through and racing through the Wednesday edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we're making our way here through hour number one. And welcome again, everybody listening on AM 860. And don't forget, you've got the live streams over at KyleWarrenShow.com. If you're ever out of the area or if wherever you are and you don't hear the program on a local radio station, which we can fix, by the way, if you just let us know where you're listening in the area. And if you contact even your local radio station, ask them to carry the show, then simply head them over to KyleWarrenShow.com. We'll get them started from there. And then let us know if you'd like to hear us in your local area. But you can also pick us up on the live streams anytime. And at KyleWarrenShow.com, we've got the GCN live streams as well as the Answer Tampa from our flagship station, and you can pick us up from there. And so once again, folks, it is that time of the morning where we take a look at some of the national weather. We like to start off with a great song, and I think we got a good one. I think we played it a while back, but again, sometimes they're so good we can't just play them once and then just sort of let them be forever. But this is a really good one. This gets a little bit in the Wayback Machine, but it's Heart. called Even It Up. Change a lot of their production and were able to get a lot of great hits in the 80s, you know, including Alone and things like that. Heart had some really good, you know, huge records, you know, all throughout those time periods. And so, again, we love to honor them here on the program because, as I said, they were, in fact, absolute 100% USDA bona fide rock and roll pioneers. Absolutely. All right. We've got this going on this morning, folks, as always. Let's take a look at some of the weather out there. We do have a lot of weather that is we've got all kinds of, again, winter weather alerts and these kinds of things. But let's take a look at where we're seeing active weather on the radar right now. Boise, Idaho, this down I-84 towards Twin Falls, lots and lots of snow. Snow everywhere. This is going to dip down into southern Nevada, for example, and cover I-80 all the way from places like Winnemucca over towards the border with Utah and continue on over to Salt Lake City, basically. So be careful there. Also, looks like this is going to be in northern central California, basically. This is east of Sacramento and Stockton. But we've got snow coming down through the mountains there that sort of parallel 395 through Bridgeport, Mammoth Lakes, Oakhurst has got all kinds of rain. Tuolumne's got all kinds of rain. Modesto, Merced, Madera, over, that's along 99, over on the I-5 side, Newman, and on down to, let's see here, south of, looking to find an identifiable point here, but basically down into the San Joaquin area, you've got all kinds of rain. And that's going to keep heading west, by the way, through Salinas, over towards Carmel and Soledad. So you've got all kinds of rain going on right there. Now, we heard from Richard the Marine earlier this morning, and we are seeing a lot of rain along the coast of Oregon there. It's going to start in Crescent City on the California side, move up I-5 through Roseburg, Eugene. Turns into snow as you head, towards Salem right now. So you have all kinds of stuff. Florence on the radar right now is just lots and lots of rain. So definitely be aware of that. Be careful of that. Now, there's a lot more snow as well. This is going to be east of Portland coming out the interstate there. So you definitely want to be sure that you're aware of that. That, of course, is I-84. Through the Walla Walla area. Good morning to everybody in Walla Walla. That's going to go a little bit north from there, cover I-90 near Ritzville on your way to Spokane. Definitely have snow in northern Idaho. Looks like maybe Coeur d'Alene is covered in snow right now, so that means the 4th of July pass certainly is going to be affected in a very, very extreme way, and snow covering most of the northern part of the state of Washington, Seattle included in that snow. So, listener Joan, I hope that you've battened down the hatches there as well. And this is going to head all the way up to the border with Canada. So be careful there as well, because we want you to everybody get there in one piece. Right now, there's some little smatterings of snow here and there, it looks like, as we go through parts of the Midwest, but nothing really heavy on the radar. So especially if you're on the East Coast right now, it looks like you might have some clear weather there right now, at least for now. But let's take a look at the forecast, shall we? I believe that also is going to tell us a little bit. Heavy mountain snows for the Northwest and Rockies, like we're talking about. Ice storm for portions of the Pacific Northwest. Bands of heavy lake effect snow continue for the Great Lakes as snow tapers off in the Northeast. A return to more typical weather temperatures for many on Wednesday, as we go through this morning, of course, after the brutal cold. Another Arctic blast expected late this week. So you may not be out of it for a while, folks, so you got to keep those jackets handy. Make sure that you got everything ready for your fireplace. I don't know if it's a gas-powered fireplace. I just don't know how Kamala Harris might feel about that. But as she does, just throw caution to the wind. You know, just, you know, she has a gas stove, so... No, so who is she to talk, right? But okay, folks, we have a lot more to tell you about as we start to approach the top of the hour news. And we hope that you're having a great morning this morning. We're going to get updated on everything from the top of the hour news. We'll pay a couple of bills for the program. And when we come back, we'll open up the telephone lines, of course. The number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. If you'd like to talk about something we're talking about here on the program this morning, you'd like to opine. And we're going to come right back. So don't go anywhere, because we're having fun on the program this morning. It is Wednesday, and, well, we've made it. We've made it to the middle of the week. We didn't just make it. You know, we're gaining momentum and steam. That's how I look at it. All right, stay right there. We're coming right back.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.